Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, The Mindful Heart. This is Sing. Thank you for your support. Remember, no matter what the year brings, you are loved and you are strong. Wishing you peace and happiness. Now, The Mindful Heart is listened to in a total of 77 countries, where we read the Diamond Sutra together and take all of you to practice mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness meditation can be practiced almost anywhere. You do not need much to practice, essentially a cushion or chair would be enough. It's helpful to dedicate a space for this purpose. Your meditation space should be comfortable, clean, tidy, quiet, and isolated from distractions. However, the most common experience for someone meditating for the first time is the realization of how busy the mind is. It's not until we attempt to quieten the mind that we realize there is a continuous arising of thoughts, memories, sounds, physical sensations, and visions. This is what we call the monkey mind. Just like a monkey's mind, ours too is continually jumping from one object to the next. By understanding the current nature of your mind, you can begin to learn how to change it. The success of meditation depends on many factors, including your state of mind before the meditation, stress level, and physical tiredness. As a result, some sessions are better than others. Do not expect too much, especially to begin with. Even experienced the meditators have had days. So, just be patient. Be gentle on yourself. In a way, in Buddhism, mindfulness meditation has to do with familiarization. Through mindfulness meditation, you can familiarize your mind with beneficial states and thoughts such as assisting others, compassion, treating others equally, and morality. You begin to realize that non-virtuous thoughts such as hatred, anger, greed, and jealousy are not only destructive to the people you direct them at, but also to yourself. In the end, mindfulness meditation can be a confronting experience for some. It need not be. The idea is not to give yourself a hard time when contemplating the less favorable aspects of your nature, but to use the awareness to begin change and improvement. It can be a source of positive change and a happier life. Having attained this realization through self-examination and reflection, your mind became totally free of negative emotions. Finally, we should realize that our lack of awareness of the true nature of reality causes the circle of suffering. This ignorance combined with a false sense of self causes us to carry out actions that, due to the laws of karma, result in further suffering or unhappiness. Through mindfulness, your mind will become clear and still. Now it's time to read the Diamond Sutra. Furthermore, Sabuti, all dharmas are equal. None is superior or inferior. This is called unsurpassed complete enlightenment. When one cultivates all good without the notion of a self, a person, a sentient being, or a lifespan, one attains unsurpassed complete enlightenment. Sabuti, the Tathagata teaches that good is not good, therefore it's good. My dear friend, the phrase all dharma are equal from the Diamond Sutra conveys a core Buddhist concept that all phenomena are inherently equal, without any hierarchy or distinction of superiority and inferiority. However, in Buddhist philosophy, this concept emphasizes the dependent origination of all phenomena, meaning everything exists in reliance on other conditions, and nothing exists independently. From this perspective, no phenomena can be considered absolutely higher or lower, since all phenomena are interconnected and dependent. Furthermore, this statement challenges individuals' attachments and discriminations towards things, encouraging all of us to transcend the pursuing and judgmental superficial appearances and recognize the true nature of all things, emptiness. Emptiness in Buddhism does not imply nothingness, but indicates that things do not possess a fixed inherent essence. By understanding and embodying the teaching of all phenomena being equal, without high or low, that's why all of us can gradually eliminate attachments and discriminations, moving towards a state of liberation. This state is not achieved by abandoning the world, but by deeply understanding the true nature of the world. The phrase of the Diamond Sutra. The Tathagata teaches that good is not good, therefore it's good. Translates to what the Tathagata was declared as good law is not good law, which is called good law. This paradoxical statement encapsulates a profound teaching of Buddhism, especially emphasizing the concept of skillful meanings and the ultimate reality beyond conventional truths. The Tathagata use languages and concepts to guide beings toward enlightenment, knowing that these concepts are themselves empty of inherent existence. In a way, the essence of this teaching is to highlight the limitations of conscientious thinking and the way we cling to words and definitions. By stating that what is declared a good law is not actually good law, the Low Buddha points to the transcendent nature of ultimate truth, which cannot be fully captured by words or consents. Yet, he named it good law to organize the skillful means necessary to communicate with beings who are not yet enlightened. The teaching encourages all of us to look beyond the literal meaning of words to understand the deeper truths that all phenomena, including teachings, are empty of inherent nature. In the end, this understanding leads to a liberation from attachment to concepts and the realization of ultimate reality, which is beyond dualities and discretions. It's time to practice mindfulness meditation. Now we are going to take a moment to look at the important skill you can use to recover from troubling behaviors and to help you deal with your feelings about loss. Mindfulness has been around a long time. The idea started with the Buddhists are part of their meditation practice. You will learn more skills in this episode. Understanding mindfulness will help you to more quickly receive the unbelievable benefits these skills have to offer. Let's get started. Please sit comfortably in a chair or lie down if you prefer. Now, close your eyes and bring all of your conscious attention to your thoughts. Please imagine that you are a scientist in the jungle. When scientists discover a new species on Earth, they are overjoyed. Imagine that you are perched behind a tree, watching a clearing. You wonder what animal will pass through next. That's why you wait patiently, calmly, and with curiosity. There's nothing more exciting than having an entirely new creature of explore. Now, your curiosity is awakened. You begin to observe. Now, imagine that the clearing is your mind. You are watching for your very next thought. When the thought comes, notice it. Do not judge it. Do not try to change it. Also, do not criticize it. Just look at it, observe it. Let it pass through the clearing. Now, wait for the next thought. Remember, it will be natural for you to struggle with this at first. It's likely that you will follow one of those thoughts into the jungle. Before you know it, you will realize that you have lost sight of the clearing altogether. That's okay. Just find your way back, settle in, and continue watching. your only task is to observe without judgment. So, that's what you are up to. Imagine watching the way your mind works, how it responds to different situations, the influence it has over your mood. You are now the curious observer of your mind. Observing without judgment. Now, ask yourself if there is an immediate problem that requires you to either fight or flee at this moment. Often, when you check in with yourself, you will notice that, surprisingly enough, there's nothing wrong. You just are simply sitting in a chair in a room indoors. You are not in the freezing cold or burning hot. You are not starving to death, bleeding to death. Your life is not immediate danger. In fact, you may find that you are quiet, comfortable. Now, now is a good time to breathe. You are safe, and all is well. Now sit quietly in a room without distractions. Open your eyes. Pay close attention to the room around you. Do not think about the objects in the room, but rather the space around those objects. Feel how much space there really is around these objects. See how the space flows from one end of the room to the other. Think about the space around your own body. Think about the space within your body. Think about your heart, all filled with space. Think of the connections between the space in this room and the space in your body. Think about the air in this room flowing in and out of your body with every breath. Feeling this connection will help you to stay grounded and to remain present. Nothing will not try to frighten you. My dear friend, the best way to avoid anxiety is to stop time traveling. The only way to do this is to connect with the present moment. you can achieve present moment awareness by practicing mindfulness. I will see you in the next episode. May all beings be at peace. Remember how you observed your souls as if they were animals passing through a clearing in the wood. The practice of mindfulness is not about never getting distracted by your souls. It's about bringing your attention back once distractions occur. Because it's especially difficult to focus your attention for any length of time in the beginning, this exercise is sometimes a helpful way to start. Remember, you are not judging anything. Just notice here and now.